What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie. Mike is to my left. Beau's across from me and Dylan's behind the glass. Now, the Braves and Reds uniforms for the Speedway Classic.
Come on.
At Bristol Motor Speedway. Did you see these?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. So that game is happening August 2nd. These uniforms were revealed yesterday. I have retweeted them out from the @929 Morning Shift Twitter account if you want to check it out. But the Reds have a checkered flag on the bill of their cap.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Braves
yes.
have flames. Love that.
Yes.
And the font for their numbers on the back look more like racing numbers.
Dude. And everybody that was tagged in these posts, NASCAR, like, you know me. Like, I'm all over this thing. NASCAR's being tagged. It's got the NASCAR fonts on the numbers and everything else. The flame, the Jeff Gordon-style Rainbow Warriors flames coming off the bill of the hat. I thought it was incredible. Like, I'm so stoked about this entire event and the fact that two things I love and I'm passionate about are getting a chance to cross over. It's just awesome. Like, to see the Braves and NASCAR tagged in the same Instagram post, I'm like, yeah!
Are you considering going at all?
Oh, if the Falcons were not in training camp, yes, I'd be there, like 100%. Bristol Motor Speedway is on the list of places I want to go see a race. I've been to a ton of NASCAR track. Bristol's not one of them. And to be able to see a baseball game there would be an incredible feeling. So I won't get a chance to do it this year, but I hope it's something they do in the future. And it looks like everybody's pretty stoked about it, man. Tickets look like they're pretty much dried up.
Yes. Amazing that someone who claims to be just such a bigger fan than me has never been to a historic track like Bristol. I've been there multiple times.
You been to Martinsville?
No, I want to go so bad. You been to Darlington?
Nope.
Yeah, well, I have.
Bo, yeah, how did you like the uniforms that were?
I don't like the Braves hats.
What?
I don't like them.
What? I just got done saying I love them.
Love
them too.
So
I also love them.
Well, that's good for you. I don't like the flames. I would rather have the checkered, like the flag, like the Reds have.
Yeah.
But because when I see the Braves hat, I think of one thing, and I don't know if Mike can you guess what I think of when I look at the Braves hats?
I just said Jeff Gordon. I mean, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not. And while I like Jeff Gordon now, and I have a lot of respect for him, the NASCAR fan in me sees it and is like.
Ah,
really?
Like, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want my. I'm not a. Wasn't Jeff Gordon fan as a driver. So seeing like my team wear a hat that looks like he should be driving for it, especially when everyone knows the biggest Braves fan out there was Dale Earnhardt Sr. It just irritates me.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't sit right with me.
Dale Sr., best friends with Jody Davis, former Braves catcher.
Yeah.
I always get cracked up about that. And I think it's the first time they've ever done special helmets and hats.
The helmets look
special
cool.
Helmets
the Reds
for,
have.
For a one-off game like mm-hmm. this. You know what I mean? They do these from time to time. You've seen them play in Birmingham, seen them play, you know, at different places, you know, the field with the corn and everything else going? You know, the Little League World Series.
Field of Dreams, you mean?
Field of Dreams, but I was more thinking about Williamsport. I was thinking about what's the Little League World Series field that they play at sometimes, too?
Williamsport.
Yeah.
This shows me how different.
Oh, yeah, because since you're so good with words all the time. This guy over here.
Hey, man, where's that, you know, the field of corn?
I've seen Field of Dreams like 25 years ago. I haven't seen it since.
So. I mean, it's only like, if not the best, one of the three greatest baseball movies and one of the five best sports movies of all time. But yeah,
I've ranked them before.
Oh, have you? I don't know. I don't remember much of what you do.
It does show me how different we are, though, because when I saw the flames on the hat, I thought Hot Wheels. Like, I didn't think.
Yeah, I saw it and thought Jeff Gordon immediately, and I was just ick. And the number's okay in the back. You know.
If they sent you a promo version of it, would you not wear it because you don't like the flames on the hat, man?
I'd
wear it.
It would depend on how the hat fit my head, but I'm not saying I wouldn't wear it. I'm just saying if you want to send me one, you can.
Well. We know Falcons training camp kicks off Thursday here. They report tomorrow, but many other teams are reporting today. The Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans, Rams, Saints, and the Eagles. So, Mike, what is move-in day, report day like? What are you bringing?
Well, that's a whole other thing. We had a good time last year, Bo and I, interviewing people and asking them what they had to have. You bring your box fan, your floor fan. You bring your Keurig. You probably, some guys bring, especially now, they have more free time than we did, 15 years ago. You bring your gaming console, whatever it may be, your laptop. I mean, things like that. There are people that, bring their own mattresses. I remember distinctly on move-in day, you'd have a couple people bringing just straight up Serta sleepers. Just double teaming them in there and being able to move in or sleeping on certain mattresses. Who was it last year we had that somebody brought a special, fan that goes under the... one of those fan that goes under the comforter. I can't remember who that was we were talking to. They're like, got to have that, the cold air blowing under the comforter. But it's just something. There's a bit for everybody in terms of what you need to have during training camp. And the longer you're doing it, the more you learn what those things are.
I just love some of the names of the facilities. Broncos Park, powered by Common Spirit. Or, Intermountain Health Performance Center, which is where the Raiders are. And then the Chargers is just the Bolt, and but you got some Ortho Virginia Training Center at Commander's Park. I mean, it's like some of these Quest Diagnostics training facilities. It's just funny.
IBM Performance Field.
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah,
it's just funny how some of them are, and then you've got the teams that have less, like the Panthers are just at Bank of America Stadium. So, and you know. It's just funny how some of these Staybridge Suites is where the Cowboys are.
Yeah, also known as the Star, I believe. But they're in.
But that's
they're
in Oxnard. Oxnard.
Yeah. How long do they stay in Oxnard? Is it 2 weeks?
I don't know. I guess till camp breaks.
No, that's not
right.
It. No, they finish camp at home.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I think it's 2 weeks.
You learn that on Hard Knocks or something.
Well, switching over to the NBA for a moment, Chris Paul is going back to the Clippers for his 21st season, potentially last season.
Hoop dreams, baby. Chris Paul back. You know how long Chris Paul has been in the fold? Here's how long Chris Paul has been around. When I was at the 2008 Sugar Bowl, our strength coach, Scott Cocker, in front of the show, who we've had on before, he had just left 2 years prior being the strength coach of the New Orleans Hornets and had Chris Paul at practice with us. And Chris Paul, at that time, was already a superstar. And that was 17 years ago. The man was already a superstar 17 years ago. Dude's been around forever.
I actually don't mind this move at all for the Clippers. Now, this Clippers team is old. Let's not make no sense about it. This Clippers team is very much veteran. But I think that could help them as long as they can stay healthy. Health is obviously going to be the huge question for this team. But you talk about Chris Paul. You talk about James Harden. You talk about Kawhi Leonard. Bradley Beal added to the fold. They also got Brooke Lopez this offseason. They can stay healthy. I'm not saying this team that can win a championship, but I think they will be a tough out in the West.
So. All right, that's all great. You want to know how long he's been in the league?
22 years.
21 is what she just said. But all the fabulous points Dylan's got, there's been 6 Hawks GMs, not counting the one that didn't draft him. Billy Knight, then Rick Sun, then Danny Ferry, Coach Bud, Schlink, Landry Fields, and then Ansi Saleh would be 7.
Wow.
But 6 have been here since they fired Billy Knight, who passed on Chris Paul.
For Marvin Williams, oh goodness.
Yeah, old Big Booty Williams.
That stat you're talking about is one of the reasons I have a hard time when we talk about draft busts. You know, when we're talking about like, hey, man, that guy was a bust. I'm like, or was your GM a bust? Like, or was the guy picking him? How do you run through that many people and keep saying, well, these guys are busts? Maybe it's something else.
But that's what you and I know. It's not just the GM being a bust, not just the player being a bust. It's the coaches not developing. It's not finding coaches that will fit a system. Because when you have, you know, those things, but like where no that only that was one, but one of the drafts Billy Knight had, he like flat out told you who he was going to draft. It's just awful.
Does Chris Paul have any kids that are like going to enter the league anytime soon? I feel like he's on the LeBron track.
No, his oldest son is still a solid ways away. So Chris, this is definitely going to be Chris Paul's last year in the league, and so he ain't going. Chris Paul Jr. ain't going to make it before Chris Paul gets
out. Good for him, man. Good for that guy.
Funny thing was, is before Billy Knight, you had Stan Kasten, who was the GM in 1979, and then Pete Babcock took over in 1990 for him. And those two went from 79 to 2003, right? That's a hell of a run. And then now you've had seven since 2003, or you're on your seventh, I should say.
Well, before we get to Mac Drop, I do want to mention the Premier League Summer Series is coming to Atlanta and Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game wants you to be a part of the action. All you need to do is listen to Dukes and Bell daily for chances to win tickets to see West Ham face Bournemouth and Manchester United. Take on Everton August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That is all during Dukes and Bell this week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, we always hear the particular needs that celebrities have, and we call them out for it. Like, I remember back in the day, there was a lot of confusion over, like, the Backstreet Boys requiring 24 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And, like, the math doesn't math there because there's 5 of them, 24 sandwiches. J-Lo requires, like, an all-white green room wherever she goes to do a concert.
Who was it?
Ludacris is Ryder from when he played... when he played 90K Day or 100K,
yes,
whatever it
that's
was.
What I was going to ask. Who was that? Was it him?
That was Ludacris. Wow. He had, like... It was, like... 6 boxes of like Trojan condoms and all kinds. I mean, you can Google the rider, but there was definitely rubbers on there. Can you say that on the air? I don't know.
Jimmy's. Well,
I mean, so we give celebrities a lot of flack for that, but apparently some college football head coaches and schools have some diva tendencies as well. CBS Sports compiled a list of requirements in their contracts, and some of these are just so good.
Let's hear it.
So, let's start with Bill Belichick.
Oh, God.
He's got a...
I hope it's not the same list of demands as Ludacris.
Mine, don't take it there. No, his is pretty standard. He has a $1 million buyout if he leaves for another job.
Oh, wow, that's easy.
It could be very easy for him to buy that out, go back to the NFL.
He's like, all right, I'm out. No big deal.
Yeah.
$1 million. He'd pay that out of his pocket.
So Phil Longo, this one's a little bit strange. Phil Longo at Sam Houston needs a $50 a month allowance for his cell phone, which I get. But it just seems like a little bit petty, and it doesn't really cover the full cell phone bill.
$50.
$50.
Honey, I think my bill just for my phone is like $50 a month. Jeez, what kind of phone plan does he have?
I know. Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia needs a family membership at a golf club. Bo, I feel like this is something you would put in your contract.
Yeah, but you know what, Allie? He has to pay for his own food and beverage. But that's a good one. I think that's a good one, actually.
Probably better than he was getting at Jacksonville State for the last few years. I always love Rich Rod because he turned down the Bama job. Thank you, Rich.
Funny thing is, it's not like he can't afford his own membership. I mean,
exactly. That's kind of the point of all of this. Like, they could definitely afford these things. So Matt Drinkall from Central Michigan. This one is interesting because it seems like the school has some weird bougie needs here. They actually put in his contract that he will have to pay a fine if he doesn't show up to do a press conference on the 9th or 10th of the month. And that fine is $500,000. His base salary is $415,000.
Yeah.
So
I'll be there. I will be there. I promise you.
That is how you get fired as an agent.
They got an insurance policy on that little caveat.
That is like the fine print when you find out you're buying a house and they're like, wait, the refrigerator and it just doesn't come with it? What's going on here?
Right. So Zach Kittley at Florida Atlantic, this is one of the weirdest contract details. The school can reassign a head coach to another position in the university as long as it does not include manual labor and can let that person work remotely. They've actually had to use this clause before. So Willie Taggart was reassigned to the school's facilities department when he was relieved of his duties as head coach.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you'd see at like a city school, like at Rome or something. They'd be like, we're going to send you to the school board.
The manual labor part, you went from coaching a football team to you're building the pitching mound.
Yeah, how far do they take this thing?
Tamp it down.
And require them to show up. That's unbelievable. That one's crazy.
How about this one, though? And I feel like nobody would sign this contract. Willie Simmons at Florida International University basically has a clause that says you will get along with your boss or else.
What? So they can fire him if his boss just doesn't like him.
Right. If they don't get along, they have to get along.
That is how you fire your agent. That's 100%. 100%.
I don't know. Owen, your employer at the end of the payday or end of the year might be away as well.
At the end of your press conference.
Does that mean his buyout is null and void if he doesn't get along?
Crazy.
That's the one thing. I know you don't have the answer to that. That's not on the list. I've seen the list, but that'd be like, nah, man, I'm good.
Well, it's all very subjective, too. Like, no, I swear we get along. Hey, real quick, though, Kennesaw State, Jerry Mack, he has incentive to show up at fundraising events. If a fundraiser makes $50,000, he gets a $5,000 bonus. I think that seems fair.
Say that one more time. Slow that down.
If he goes to an event, a fundraising event that makes at least $50,000, he gets $5,000.
Okay, so he's 10%.
Yeah.
So wait.
But you got to get to the $50,000 mark.
You got to get to the $50,000 mark.
Yeah, I don't like that because then you're not getting $50,000 because when you I don't know. I think that's a
It's also not charity at that point. But
that's another good point.
However,
I don't think that money was ever going to charity. That money was going to the facilities.
Right. Yeah, but that's true. Good point.
But once you paid for everything that put on the fundraiser, then you got to pay the coach to show up. Now you're like, we raised $50,000. Yeah, and the school sees $7,000.
But if you swinging your weight around at an event brings in $50,000, it could be warranted.
Did you want to hear a couple of things from that Ludacris writer?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Let's pause on it. Hold those. We'll get to it on the other side because it is less than 52 hours until Falcons training camp. So we got to talk about it. We're going to talk about those top 5 battles to keep your eye on next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.